I want to share a few things that's inspired me this week, and I've been praying for the Lord to give His thoughts and His words. I appreciate your prayers this morning. I think about how the Lord, when He taught the people, He used so many illustrations, vivid illustrations, and to bring His points home. We have the pearl of great price and the field that the one bought, and the Lord brought things to mind so that we could understand really what He was talking about. And I want to read in Luke, the 18th chapter this morning, the 15th verse, some things that were very, very important to the Lord. He said here, Luke 18 and 15, "And they brought unto Him also infants, that He would touch them. But when His disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto Him and said, Suffer little children to come unto Me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein." You know, this morning, I just want us to think a little bit about what was in Jesus' mind when He said this. Now, these were little children. This here was, it says, infants, little babies. You know, what was it that Jesus found so deep and so profound to give us a lesson like this? More than once He gave lessons like this about this very thing. And He said, if we don't receive, it says, the kingdom of God as a little child, then we'll in no wise enter the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, He says, different places there. You know, I was just thinking about the whole picture. I know we cannot take the lesson of a child when it comes to understanding. The Lord didn't expect us to be as little children in understanding. And it says very plainly, the Lord tells us not, or the Scriptures tell us not to be childish. But there's something here that the Lord wants to get to us that's very important to Him. Because He said, if you don't receive it like this, you can't have it. You know, I was thinking about little children to start with. This kind of a little child, they're just totally dependent upon the parent, aren't they? There isn't any thought processes going through their mind about how I'm going to make it tomorrow and what's going to happen and how I'm going to have to make sure. You know what? The first thing is, and I don't know what all Jesus had in mind, but I just want to draw out some things, because He did tell us some things. And He tells us, one Scripture tells us, in understanding be men, but in malice be children. Be little babies in malice. Be without that in our life. You know, I think about the thought of being totally dependent upon the Lord. I believe Jesus wanted us to be that way. I think He wanted us to have our whole dependence utterly upon Him. There wasn't any guile. There wasn't any malice. There wasn't any hatred. There wasn't any of the works of the flesh. Little child, they're just wanting to be fed. They're just wanting that. Do you know that we can never submit ourselves unto the Lord's ways unless we fully trust Him? You know that He wants us to come to Him as a little child in trust. He wants us to be able to see Him for who He is. I just need to cry to my Father. He's going to take care of it. He'll take care of me. He'll strengthen me. He'll feed me. He'll give me my daily bread. You know what? If we can come to the Lord like that, do you know what release of pressure that can be from our hearts and from our lives? A lot of anxiety and a lot of those things They come because we're not little children, are we? We're adults, and we think with our minds, and we can get to thinking and thinking and thinking until it controls us, until it causes us to be anxious, until it causes us to worry, until that's the way we can be. We're all like that if we're not very careful. But you know, the Lord said, you're going to have to come to me as a little child. You know, we're not going to be able to release the hurts of life. We're not going to be able to release the troubles of life unless we first depend on the Lord. Now, those little babies, they don't have any ill will, do they? They're completely the Lord's. They're completely dependent. And I just wonder, the Lord cradled those little things. Have you not picked up a little baby? Who doesn't love to hold a little child like that? Who does not love the warmth, the sweetness, the love of it? It's something that the Lord saw and he used as something to teach us. Very important lesson, and he used it more than once. You know, I think about the love that radiates from little children. You know, that's something very special, isn't it? They haven't had any time to get in their minds anything else, have they? Their hearts are just, they just love. That's who they are. If they feel hurt, in a minute they're loving anyway. That's little children like that. And as children get bigger, you see things begin to change, don't you? You know, this morning the Lord tells us something very important here, that unless we're like these little children and we carry no malice and we carry no ill will in our lives and in our hearts, then we can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And so it behooves us to trust the Lord in all that we find and all that we have, and to lean upon him, to gather our strength from him, to cry unto him when we need more, when we need more strength. And we find in him our all-sufficiency. And I believe when we do that, we'll find the Lord being very, very precious to us. And then our outward, there's something so loving about a little baby, isn't there? There's something so sweet about little children. And I don't know when you would say children start picking up other things, but they do, don't they? You know, I think about Nathanael in John 1 and 47. The Lord saw something, and he knew the hearts of people. And when he saw Nathanael, he said, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed. This one is a real child of God. He said, in whom is no guile. There isn't any deceit in this man. You know, the Lord saw that and he treasured that because he knew the hearts of men. There was other men that came, and here they brought this adulterous woman with them. And what was there, 12 of them, I believe, 10, 12 of them, I think. And they all were like, we're going to crucify this one. And you know what Jesus did? He just stooped down and started writing in the sand. He knew their hearts. I suspect when they saw their sins getting written in the sand, they probably decided they better get out of there. But you know, Jesus knew what was there. And he knows what's in our heart this morning. And you know, he wants us to come to him as our all-sufficiency. He'll fight our battles. He'll stand in our path. He'll protect us against Satan. And he's looking for people to be his children. He's looking for people he can cradle in his arms that gives up all their malice and all their guile. Here, now this Israelite here, he found something that was remarkable in Nathanael. He said, this man doesn't have any guile. I looked up that word guile. It says... a trick. That is figuratively wile, craft, deceit. guile or subtlety. You know, you see that develop in people, don't you? Sometimes from a child, you can see people begin to develop ways of deceit. You can see them begin, maybe in because of the circumstances that they're in and their own natural propensity, you see them develop ways of deceit. You see others develop ways of anger and revenge and all of those things. You see them settle into people's hearts, don't you? You know, the Lord wants to change hearts this morning. The Lord is really interested in you and me having the heart of a baby, having the heart that we can have none of that kind of thing within our life. In Matthew 5 and 8, it says, blessed. We all know this scripture, don't we? Blessed are the pure in heart. And what's the end of it? For they shall see God. That's the ones that's going to see the Lord this morning. Folks, we have to watch our heart this morning. The Lord wants us to come to Him and have that wonderful thing that He saw in this little child, in these little children, and He shared. And He said, here, His disciples were like, send them away. But you know, those disciples, I don't think they ever understood until Pentecost, the kingdom of God. They never understood those things. They were asking, who's going to be the greatest? You know, they had aspirations. Jesus is going to set up an earthly kingdom. He's going to have a throne. And I'm asking Him, Lord, where am I going to stand? Can I stand on the right side of Your throne? Can I have a position of eminence? And can I have a real high place in Your kingdom? They wanted those things, but Jesus was interested in something so totally different, wasn't He? He was interested in them having hearts that just served God and that served Him and loved Him and was humble before Him. We'll read a few other scriptures that bring out a little more. He said, suffer, little children, to come unto Me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. I want to look over in Mark 10 and 14. There's a few different places that all bring out a little different aspect of this. Mark 10 and 14. They brought young children to Him that He should touch them, and His disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, He was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto Me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. You know, He was looking at hearts, wasn't He? He was looking at people's hearts, and He was saying, whoever does not have a heart like this can't be one of My disciples. And so we see here, reading on 16, and He took them up in His arms, put His hands upon them, and blessed them. You know, this morning, I believe if we'll just bring the Lord, Lord, I'm coming to You as I am. You've got to give me this pure heart. You've got to help me work through the things that I have to work through. You've got to keep me from temptation. You've got to purge me to begin with. Do you know that it says He blessed these little children? I believe the Lord, He has a capacity that He loves to bless people. You know, He wants to bless you and me. He wants to make us a blessing. And He wants to put His blessing upon us. And the Lord loves to do that this morning. Just want to urge every one of us today, Lord, give me the heart of a child. Give me the heart that's of no offense. Give me the heart that holds no offense either. That, Lord, that I can be like that little child You picked up. All that child had was love. It didn't. Maybe it would cry for food or something, but it didn't have anything but that this morning. Look over here at Matthew 18, another place, in verse 3, and it says here, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children." Now, you know, Jesus, different writers here picked it up differently and at different times some of these are. "Except ye be converted." What's it mean to be converted? It means change, doesn't it? I took my travel trailer out to Kentucky, and you know, it has a converter in it, and in comes 120 volts, and out comes 12 volts, and somebody hooked it up wrong and hooked the plug up wrong, and I didn't know it, and it got 220 volts, and do you know, it burned things out, but you know, this morning, the Lord wants us to be converted like that. We know in from all around us we receive, but the Lord wants what comes out of us to be a specific thing. It's when 12 volts comes out of that it's useful and that it's helpful. "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." You know, this morning the Lord says, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." A little child has no pride. You ever notice that? There isn't any pride at all. When they're hungry, they cry. When they're satisfied, they smile. When you pick them up, they goo at you. You know, we're not children. But he says that we've got to be like this in our spirit. We've got to become like that in our spirit and in our way. And so many times the things of the world, folks, they'll change us. They'll make us something that we don't want to be this morning. I want to read Matthew 15. Y'all pray for us this morning. 15 and 18. It says here, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man." You know, these Pharisees, they were so interested in washing hands and all the traditions of the elders. And I believe the Lord wants us to be interested in things that are right. But you know what? Washing the hands is not going to defile a man's heart. The Lord told them that here. They got too interested in the wrong things. It's very easy for you and me to get very caught up and very interested in all the things we need to know in our minds and leave things that are most important in our life. And he said here that whatever enters, it passes, he says, "it entereth in at the mouth, goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the draught. But those things which proceed out of the mouth, they come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man." You know, this morning, the Lord help us today that what comes out of our heart will be those things that Jesus loves and that God loves. It's not rocket science this morning, but we find that there is a deceitfulness in the heart that is easy to be had. Brother Marty said it well, I believe, at Monarch. He said it's easy for holiness people to be hypocrites. You know, I kind of revolted at that a little bit. But you know what he said and what he meant was right. The world, they already know who they are, and they don't try to hide it necessarily. But you know what? out of our hearts, we have to be careful, folks, because we can just go on. It's easy for us to pick up and all the things that we know and believe and all those things, and yet our heart is not like a little child's heart. And the Lord wants us to have a little child's heart this morning. I just want to challenge us with a few little scriptures. I'm not going to be long, Lord willing. But the Lord help us that our will is yielded to the Lord's will, that our heart is brought before Him, and that we ask Him to search it. In Jeremiah 17 and 9, I want to look at Jeremiah 17 and 9 and 10. The heart, now this is an Old Testament writer saying truth about hearts. It says the heart is deceitful above all things. I think that's why when Nathanael came up, the Lord just took great note of it. Here is an Israelite indeed. There's no guile in this man. Because the Lord knew the hearts, didn't He? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Do you know that it is the Lord that searches the heart this morning? You know that He looks, He is the one that's able. And He does it many times by His Word. He does it by His Spirit. Because every man is right in his own eyes. Every man is doing what he's doing for a purpose and for a reason. But it says here, the heart is deceitful above all things. The Lord's wanting us to have hearts that are clean, just like a baby's heart, that are even, and they haven't inherited sin. But the Lord's wanting to cleanse us. He's wanting to change us. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And then he says the old Jeremiah, not too many people like Jeremiah all the time. He said, who can know it? Who can know the heart? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways. In Obadiah 1 and 3, I'm just going to quote this. But it says, the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. And it goes on. But you know, little babies don't have any pride, do they? They don't have anything to defend or to hold up. They are who they are. You know, this morning, the Lord said, except we become as little children. I think in all these ways, the Lord is looking for us to become like little children. The things that defile people's hearts. We read about what Jesus said, adulteries and murders and blasphemies and all those things, they come out of people's hearts, don't they? The Lord sees all of that and He wants us to have a clean heart. I thought about Luke 6 and 36. There's a lot said in the Bible about this subject and it's mentioned over and over. And it will be mentioned until time ceases, because this is one of man's greatest problems here. It says here, 37, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. And another scripture speaks of forgiving. I want to read one other place here. He says, forgive and ye shall be forgiven. In Matthew 18 and 21, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? What does it mean to forgive? What does forgiveness mean? It means we turn it loose, doesn't it? It means we don't hold it on them any longer. It means we can still love. We cannot show love deeply unless we have forgiven. And many times this is our barometer, folks. This is how we know if we've forgiven. If we can love like a baby can love, If we can love without anything holding us at all, with all of our heart, then we can love. Then we know there's not any unforgiveness there. I believe that's a check for us many times. And Peter, being who he was, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. I want to read on down through the end of the chapter. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now this king is reckoned as God. He's speaking in another parable here so that we can understand what he's speaking of. You know, sometimes we owe God a lot. Sometimes we have offended God. We haven't served him in our day. We've done things, and maybe we have a pretty big debt. And it says here, but here he gives us just like he is. He's just like a baby when it comes to all that stuff. You come to him, and it says, but for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. He turned him completely loose. You don't owe me anything for it anymore. You're done. You're good. You don't have to look at me funny anymore. You don't have to avoid me. And it says here, the servant... Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. Now I want to tell you something. Anything somebody owes us is like a few little cents in the face of what we have done to disobey God, the God of heaven. It doesn't really matter what's happened to us in that. It's small that we have offended our Creator. And so this servant, he goes, he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Now this servant would not forgive this other one, his debt. You're going to pay it. You're going to pay all of it. And he would not forgive him. And so, when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise. Now here Jesus is using another analogy, another little parable. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Do you know this is the standard this morning? This is the biblical standard on forgiveness today. And Jesus said, if you don't do that from your hearts, then your Father, he's going to hold it on you, what you've done to him. And so this morning, I just want to encourage us today that we be in malice as children, in pride as children, in lust as children, in the things that would cause us to be anxious as children. Be as a child. I believe the Lord could have just enlarged, and maybe he did, because it says, I suppose that if all the things that he had said had been written, the world couldn't contain the books. Do you know, he said a lot of things. I wonder if he enlarged on this at times and talked much more about children and about how he wanted our hearts to just be pure. And he said, blessed are the pure in heart, They're going to see God. These are the ones I'm coming back for. You know, the Lord wants to work on our hearts today. He knows how to work on hearts. He knows how to help us. I know that we all face things in life, but I want to tell you something. The Lord wants our heart to be clean. He wants it to be like a baby's heart and not as one that has not been converted this morning. We are right in our own eyes, but I will tell you, in the Lord's eyes, we must be pure. We must be as a child. You know, I just will mention this verse in 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. You know, the Lord does not. I've heard these verses used as if, you know, well, we're all just supposed to be children. We don't need to try to understand things. You know, in understanding it says be men, but in malice be children. So the Lord help us today. Like I said, I don't have a long message. I might have a few more verses here. In Romans 12 and 2, the world all around us, folks, the world all around us has hearts that are full of all the things that Jesus tried to help them with. And all around us is the world. And he says here in 12 and 2 of Romans, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Same thing as what we heard earlier. He said, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Do you know that conversion works by the grace of God? It's something that the Lord has to do. How can we in ourselves do these things? We cannot change our heart. We can work at it, and we should. We can give ourselves to God and give it up, and we should. But I will tell you, the Lord wants to make our hearts soft, as the Scripture says. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, the Lord wants to get His Scriptures, and He wants to get it in our mind, and He wants us to understand His ways. He wants us to be able to comprehend the good things of God. There's something so wonderful about people that are just like little children. There's something so warm, so loving, so gentle about that. And so he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, how the Lord wants us to demonstrate to the world. He wants us to demonstrate something that they can only say. They're disciples of the Lord by their very actions and by their ways. Wherefore, in Ephesians 5, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I want to read just a couple more scriptures, I guess. Psalms 119 and 9. We all know this. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Do you know the Lord wants to get His word down in our heart? I know that life is not always easy for all of us. And it's not always easy for any of us. But you know, the Lord wants to put His word down in our heart all along our path of life. Whatever we face, we've been praying for some of you all that's gone to college this semester and gone to school, that the Lord would help you in your place. You know what? We pray for those that have things to face in their lives that I'm glad I don't have to face in my life. You know, those things take something, don't they? Let's let the Lord, it says, let's let the Lord put His word down in our heart. Let's let Him make us to understand His ways and give up our ways. Oh, if we'll do that, I believe we'll find that God will begin to change our thoughts. He'll help us to understand His ways. You know, after we get saved, we don't always understand all the ways of God. As we walk, the Lord reveals more and more to us. He reveals to us who we are and where we're at. It doesn't mean we're not one of God's children when we realize some things. What means we're not one of God's children is when we buck against God and we disobey Him. We cannot sin against God and continue to live for Him unless we repent and change. But you know, this morning, a young man, how's he going to cleanse his way? By taking heed to the word of the Lord and taking it into their lives. The one more scripture, Psalms 119 and 130. Listen to this. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Do you know who the simple are? They're the simple. Maybe they don't have quite as much understanding, ability to understand. But do you know that He giveth, what did it say? He gives to the simple understanding this morning. Sometimes we're kind of simple, aren't we? Sometimes it takes us a little time to catch on. But I want to tell you something. If we'll understand, if we'll soak up the ways of God, meditate on the ways of the Lord, feed on it, study the Word of God as pertaining to the things that we're in. Lord, what does Your Word say? Now, Lord, that looks pretty big to me. I'm going to need some grace if I'm going to be like that. Do you know what? That's exactly what God has for us today. He wants us to be transformed. The voltage comes into that transformer. It comes out different than it came in. Do you know that things come into our life? All kinds of things we face. But I want to tell you, what comes out is what God's looking for. It's a change that He wants to make within us. And He wants to bless our lives until we can be a blessing to others. And that's the work of the Lord. Transforming lives. Renewing those spirits. Renewing things to us and with us. Teaching us His ways. Leading us in His paths. The Lord help us all this morning. You pray for me.